Hello, and welcome to Mr. Mar's History Podcast. Google Mr. Mar History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the problems that were faced by emigrant Scots during the 1800s and 1900s. During this time, large numbers of Scots moved abroad to countries such as Canada, the United States, Australia, India, and New Zealand. Many of those Scots would build a positive new life abroad, but others found that they continued to face the same old problems in their new homes. Emigrant Scots that faced difficulties abroad did so for a variety of reasons. These include business problems, unemployment, poor quality land, loneliness, fights with natives, difficult journeys, and also weather problems. Many Scots abroad became very economically successful, and they set up new businesses which made them rich. However, not all Scottish businesses did succeed. Some of these companies collapsed, often due to competition from elsewhere, and as a result those Scots lost their businesses' homes as a result of this business failure. In many cases it forced them to return to their native land to try and rebuild their lives. Some businesses were even involved in extreme violence. The fur trade in Canada saw Scottish companies competing with natives and other countries' emigrants. This competition sometimes ended in battles as they fought over access to land and animals. Other economic problems existed for Scots. Many of them faced unemployment because there was no job for them in their new home, or the job that they did have ended. Others found that the higher wages they had been promised, which attracted them to move abroad in the first place, did not actually happen. Many Scots also found that the free or cheap land that they had bought in places such as Canada or Australia was of very poor quality. This made it very difficult to farm and grow things on, especially if it was done in a different climate than they were used to in Scotland. Some Scots had moved abroad because of problems of loneliness and isolation, especially if they lived in places such as the Highlands. However, this often continued when moving abroad. Many Scottish settlers found that the free or cheap land that they had was in the wilderness in their new homes, and they lacked basic facilities or communities in which they could engage. When moving abroad, Scots often took land from native people, including land which had previously been used as holy sites. This inevitably led to conflict and war between the different groups, and so many Scots were killed or injured in these clashes. Other Scots found that poor links with native people caused problems when it came to farming. Some Scots set up their farms on land that native people used for hunting, so some natives then began to steal the Scottish farm animals. Other Scots found the journey to their new homes to be very difficult. Scots travelling west across the USA, especially during the Gold Rush, found a lack of established roads very hard, and many people starved or ran out of water during their travels. The weather also created problems for many emigrant Scots. In parts of Canada, they often faced freezing winters, where they struggled to keep warm and find food. In addition, the extreme heat found in parts of the USA and also Australia was also very difficult to cope with.